Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts a kid to bed, this that I got realness, I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, the Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, you almost probably switch inside your DNA. All that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitched. Heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist. Born on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you. This is Paula's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was dead. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA. Born inside the beast. My expertise check out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert. And excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why
DNA.
I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the mecca, America. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how I dish when you in the matrix. Out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors. Peaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather goes. Only Lord knows, I've been going hammer. Dodger paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter's rock, wearing sandals. Yoga on a Monday, stretches in the banner. Watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never on, I don't conversate, I don't compromise, I just penetrate, sex, money, murder, these are the breaks, these are the times, level number 9, look up in the sky, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, motherfucker, I got winners on the way, you ain't shit without a buddy on your belt, you ain't shit without a ticket on your plate, you ain't sick enough to put it on yourself, you ain't rich enough to hit the ladder skate, tell me when destruction gonna be my fate, gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate, peace to the world, let it rotate, sex, money, murder, IDA.
The rappers babbling that they hotter. Not your average type of mastermind, I'm an avid author. But if it's whack at all, I'm not that involved like an absent father. I can demoralize your status quo. Intangible, most mechanical rhymes, flammable, never match the flow. Meaning I'm next to blow, so that's a skeptic. My penmanship resembles Genesis, awkward testament if it's legible. If I'm the enemy, let it be known, I got the remedy. Flow is heavenly, any rapper, you better be dead or ahead of me. The bars is heavily detrimental to a hopeless opponent. Every word that I spoke will make it hard to cope with the chosen. I chose to mutilate you, brutalize and excruciate you. Anything to make sure you show no signs of a true elation. Cause when they witness someone who's trying to do something greater, they never seem to support.
until the label's correlation. This instrumental catches me when I witness that of a masterpiece. I gotta snatch it, rap, and then attack the beat. My habits hold me captive. I'm a victim to haphazardous disaster, and I know I got no time for moving backwards. I've yet to become the man I could be. Life is an expectation. I'm wondering if it should be. I guess I'll never understand the master's plan until I understand I'm not a rookie. I'm overzealous, rebellious to those who overlook me. I've been appointed proper dormant, topic torment, pockets forfeit, optics for the profit, corporate stock is sure the profit. You can't abort the grind and fortify your source of lies to mortify the mortal and absorb inside a morbid logic. I beat the beat up like when Ike was angry, came to my senses and hard ass like Jamal Charles when the Vikings chased me. It's mad squabbles, the track's lava, the bars blazing, the hottest period, a large statement. For the haters, my bars will land in Grazia, and when I see you, I'll be sure to have all of my fantasia. No man's greater, mad savior, the man's major. It's funny, soon as a nigga declared all my friends changed up. No second guessing or thinking lesser, I'm under pressure. What's the pressure? I'm spilling my stresses out through my weapons. They wanna know the meaning of a journey divine. I tell them focus, leave your worries behind. It's all a part of the rise, mad squabbles.
Gather around, the Renaissance man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters the cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotable that speak from my mouth, and no doubt if he rubs you wrong, I'm rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal, and when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalist, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin in, sit back and listen to your man. And it's a billet in the Renaissance. Rap, Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the midnight marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would own my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spills. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Dudes, niggas were dead from us, me and the North. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned in the signs of change. Rearrange all your molecules, like Dr. Strange. Make a cultic move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air, we be vast indeed. And if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance, rap. It's the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what iris of this lame, and he came but I'm the Royal Highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep, and this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
And here we are. You guys are listening to Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. I am happy to be able to be back this week. Looking forward to a lot of good poetry. We're here with, you know, Kimbrella and Taraji running the event page. Definitely want to give a shout out to them for doing what they do, because without them, it just would not be as big as it is. I definitely want to give a shout out to them. I appreciate them so much. I want to talk about the first artist that you heard, of course, which is Kendrick Lamar. If you don't know who that cat is, I don't even know what to tell you. The dude is masterful. He's a great MC. The beat is infectious. You know, a cold-blooded guy, and I definitely had to play him tonight. Then, of course, the next guy I'd like to introduce to you. You may not be familiar with a young man named Mad Squabbles, but this dude is cold-blooded with the bars. He's one of those guys that is unsung. He is unheard, underground. He's one of those guys that just doesn't seem to get over where, you know, people hear him. But when you listen to his rhyme, you listen to his scheme, you listen to his delivery, he got all the skills. But for some reason, just can't catch that break. But I wanted to play him tonight because I think the dude is amazing. I hope to see him do well in the future. And with that being said, you know, I want to give a shout-out to, you know, the poets out there tonight who are going through it. I'm happy to bring this show for you guys tonight. I've had a lot of you guys in my inbox talking about, you know, needing the show, needing the spit, needing to have the outlet, and I'm glad to be able to do that. We had some losses again, of course, but, you know, we do this show because of the love, because of the energy, because it puts us in a space where, you know, we all can work well and feed off of each other, feed off each other with the great energy that we give. And, you know, without further ado, you know, I'm going to do what we normally do, but go ahead and talk about what Renaissance poetry is. If you're unfamiliar with Renaissance poetry, this is a show where you can bring your talent, your style, your delivery, whatever it is. If it's erotic, you can bring that. If you like to sing, you can bring that. If you got bars, you can bring that. Whatever it is that you like to do, we're open to it. We just want you to spit your best shit. And when we say your best shit, we're not talking about something that impresses us. We're talking about whatever energy is inside of you that's telling you to spit whatever it is that you're feeling is the best. That's what we're looking for. That's the type of energy we want to reciprocate tonight on Renaissance Poetry. So what we're going to go ahead and do is bring in the first caller. We got 385 on the mic. You there?
Yes, I am. This is Miss VIP. How you doing, Keith?
Miss VIP, I'm doing great, and, you know, I don't know about Joe, man. Joe, they got beat out again. I don't know what to say. You didn't take that trophy tonight. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. And yourself?
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. I'm looking forward to, you know, the poetry that you're going to bring tonight. I hate that I, you know, missed your show this week. I've had a really busy week at work. I haven't been able to visit anybody's show. But definitely understand I'm there with spirit and enjoy, you know, your show. And before you get started, if you'd like to tell anybody about your show or, you know, any of the things you got coming on, you know, please feel free to do so.
Well, next Wednesday, La Perla Negra and I will be in the Love Zone. Topic to be, you know, to be determined, and next Friday might be Express Your Vibe, and that's to be determined as well.
Okay. But yeah, if you'd like to put that on the event page, if you'd like to, you know, put something up there that lets people, you know, click on whatever link that you have, you know, again, feel free to do so. And, you know, since you're starting it off tonight, you know, I'm going to let you bring it in. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Which one? Infrastructure, education, which one will you choose? Everyone lives and drives, but if your area keeps drowning from bad levees, crumbling bridges, sinkholes, the Senate needs to ratify this bill. Hell, they keep clowning. AOC wants all entitlement programs to happen now, but one area must win. Taking half of the money to save lives for infrastructure, half the money for education, or put the money in for one thing. Which is the lesser sin? The world needs to be vaccinated. How longer must the holdouts be educated? Even if they think they'll be okay, someone is losing their loved ones day after day after day. Why did the world put a seatbelt on after it became law? Because the government told the car manufacturers to put them on to face a fine. You put those seatbelts on like I do to protect yours, me, and mine. No one said the government was violating their civil rights. Roe v. Wade, Brown v. the Board of Education, police brutality. Why can't the world get along and let us be? Shoot us first and ask questions. Let the white man go. Our people are denied bail. Them, they lead them from the crime scene to go straight to jail. Things may change when the police die. How long? Tell me, how long must our mothers cry? So tell me, infrastructure or education, which one will they choose? Either way, we all may lose, and that's that peace.
You know, what I love about this piece is how it's speaking to what's going on today. And you had a line that we talked about what the sin is. You know, if you could go back to that and give me that line, it was the second time you said it. And in that structure there, you were talking about that sin. And if you could give me that one more time, I really would appreciate that.
Okay. I think it's but one area must win. Taking half the money to save lives for infrastructure, half the money for education, or put the money all for one thing, which is the lesser sin.
Now, that's the line there. So my question is, what were you feeling and thinking about when you wrote that? I mean, obviously you're making a point here, but what inspired you to write this particular piece and bring it to the show tonight?
Well, it's kind of stemmed from the Get Down. They wanted us to pretend like we're auditioning for The Last Poets, and I was sitting around looking at the news, and it just came to me. And a pretty special friend of mine, you know, talked about the seatbelts, and I was like, everybody's wearing seatbelts. They didn't say anything about that. So, you know. So that's how that came about.
And I can understand that point. I missed the Get Down, so, you know, I definitely didn't, you know, hear that. But again, you know, you made a hell of a point. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on in this world. And you said you saw something on the news that inspired you to write. What exactly was it that you heard?
They were talking about President Biden's, you know, his program for infrastructure. And, you know, and then he's pushing it. And then AOC is like, nah, we need more education programs. We need the money for that. And it was kind of like a tug of war, seemingly. And then raising the debt ceiling, I didn't even talk about that, but but they were talking about that as well. And I just chose those two as a topic, I guess.
I mean, the reason why I'm asking you these questions, obviously, is because this is hitting home in a few ways for me. I work for the government in some ways, Department of Defense, things like that. And I see how the decisions are made for what we would like to purchase, but things that have nothing to do with us on the ground. Freedom, you know, like, for instance, they take money from education, but they always find money for war. They always find money to give to the production of instruments of war. But yet, they keep taking libraries out, or they keep taking sports away, or they keep finding a way to defund education but continue to fund other areas of government. So it was a very interesting piece and made me think. And so, of course, you know, I wanted to kind of delve into it a little bit. So I appreciate you indulging me.
No problem. One love, one mind.
Already. All right, so that's VIP, first on the mic doing her thing. So we'll put her on the couch here. We're going to go to the next caller. Here we have 240 on the mic.
Hey, good evening, my brother.
Brother Joe.
What it
How
do?
You feeling, man?
What's happening, Cap?
Already, man.
Yeah,
how you feeling tonight?
You know, I'm a little ticked off, man. You know, you know, I ain't gonna call no name, but the previous caller, you know, man. I got robbed, brother. I got robbed. I was distracted.
She got you, bro. She got you.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say, man. That don't happen very often.
Yeah, you know, this been quite happened quite a few of it. Same person, but you know, it's all good. I understand.
I was like, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute.
I ain't mad. I ain't that mad. That was a dope piece. I ain't mad.
So you know what? I probably threw you off because, you know, the 9:30 schedule. That's probably what did it, you know.
Yeah.
It's the 9:30 tonight. I threw Joe off. That's my bad.
Yeah, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I'm here, man. All right,
already. Yeah, baby. I'm glad that everybody was able to make it. I just want to say I appreciate everybody for coming through. I had a date night with my daughter and my kids tonight. And so I was trying to make it all happen for everybody. They would not let me cancel the show. Understand that I would be like, hey, I was trying to spend time. But they were like, no, you can't cancel the show. So I was trying to make it happen. And so at the beginning of the show, I'm playing the music from my phone. I'm driving in the car. I don't know if y'all heard. Y'all probably heard all of that. But I'm trying to get up and out and still be a host, you know what I'm saying? Kids trying to be quiet in the car. You know, I got to be honest about mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest about it.
Hey,
so
man.
Y'all heard the bumps. Y'all heard, I mean, we had to hit every dang old bump on the way up here. We had to. But I was just like, you know, I'm going to do the show. I'm going to do it, you know. Y'all going to understand. Yeah. But I'm seeing how many people I have in queue. So it just really makes me feel really good that you guys came out even after I made the schedule change and, you know, have all this good energy out here for me. So I've got to be honest with you, you know, trying to get it together, man, but I'm here.
See, this is all good, man. Family first, brother. That's my motto. Family first.
Already. All right, man. So I know you second place, you know, but it's already a good thing because Joe got the bar. I know Joe about to do his thing. So even if you know, was second on the mic, we already know you're going to wreck it. So I'm going to press mute.
I'm going to do what I do. Here we go. Cloud chasing. Smelling the fumes. Glass bowls filled with white cloud plumes. Filthy rooms. The look of doom on the faces of those cloud chasers. I give them a taste of that cool, sweet smoke. A free token of the real, and they won't sit still. Running back and forth to the windowsill. Putting back blinds on those imaginary spies, their minds are racing. That taste is insatiable, dream from a glass bowl. Paging them a beeps. Before I'm halfway down the street, I'm a celebrity on this block. These locks get me jocked. Blown while her man's in the next room. He's consumed with the floor like a vacuum. Lighting up anything white to catch that next plume. I vacated any more issues as she ate my seed. Come on, baby, please, as she stays on her knees. Half the size as before, she pinches off that score. She returns to the room and taps Mr. Hoover. She gives us a crumb, but he's hip to that maneuver. Let me light it for you. But Hoover dude ain't no fool, dear. Young guns on the corner clocking everyone's movements. 2 a.m., now she's looking for a new hit. Dabbing the corner of her smile. Hey, baby, you got some loose end? Poof goes the stereo. An all-over-hood scenario. No music for some obvious soap. And cloud chasers rarely sleep. From prom queen to skeezer in a week. From moms being seen on their knees, rock stars of the projects. Who comply without protest? This era of low self-esteem, millionaire-made teens, wannabe mob-related dreams, is wealth that important in the grand scheme of things? Rolex is on the wrist of an uneducated teen. Can't tell time, but he got that bling. Neighborhood honey's vying to be his thing. Dead bodies of others trying to do the same thing. Just say no to the only thing available. Oh, so it's made to seem. Cloud chasers, white spaces, did you wait for an opportunity in your community? Did you seize the moment without impunity? Jail cells filled with block soldiers. Can't get away from locked borders. Now we're faced with social disorder, and power is the new drug of choice. Small peace. Thank you.
Bruh. As always, you're doing your thing. Who complies without protest? You know, he said he has a Rolex on his arm, but he can't tell time. Just say no to the only thing that's available. You're hitting on all of these different things that happen in our neighborhoods and how it's a parallel, you know, because we talk about what's going on today, but it's not that different than what we were doing at the age that we were. You know, we were chasing that jewelry thing. We were chasing that clout. We were chasing that look of success. And we weren't achieving it. In the same token, as men, that's what we were trying to portray. And then the young ladies were being attracted to that. But that's also what's happening today in a different way with the internet and all the stuff that's going on. You know, we have a complete misunderstanding of what's going on with our youth. This whole poem is making me think of something that's happened recently in this Dallas-Fort Worth area. We had a young man who was being bullied, and the school didn't really do much about that bullying. And with the desensitized nature, it was really easy for this young person to decide that his choice to react to this bullying was to bring a 45 to school. And this young man was getting just whooped on camera. You know, everybody's recording it. Teachers right there watching it. And after he just gets, but he's balled up, just getting whooped, he pulls out that gun and it just fires off into the innocent crowd. Luckily, no one died. But the lines that you brought out in this poem really made me think of that particular scenario and the misunderstanding that we have, because the responses to that was, well, we got to teach our kids how to deal with being bullied. We got to teach our kids how to defend themselves. We got to teach them. At the same time, we're not understanding that the bullying is not the same as what we went through. Mm-hmm. We don't have 24 hours of social media. We don't have the recording of that ass whooping getting played over and over and over again for everybody in the world to see. We got into a fight at school. We went home, and wasn't nobody knowing about that. We had a couple of people who were around the neighborhood that might know, but you got perfect strangers on a different side of the world talking about the video that you were balled up in getting whooped. I can't understand that young man, his need to pull the trigger, because I wasn't a person that was bullied, but I can't say I don't understand what it feels like to be fed up.
Yeah,
you know, I kind of went on a tangent here, but man, I'm telling you, that poem really just put me in that space. And that's what I love about, you know, poetry. We all get certain things from it, and that's what I got from that piece, man. That's how powerful it was to me. It was very relevant, and I thank you for
appreciate that, man. Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Already, as always, man, I appreciate your support. Appreciate you coming through. Man, like I always say, Joe's one of those people that support these poetry shows. I got to show him some love right back. He's one of the, you know, my best friends in poetry. I just think he's a great brother, man. I just want to say that out loud. And I appreciate you, you know, for coming through and always showing love to all of these poetry shows, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. You know, try to share, you know, share what I have to everybody, man. So, you know, I appreciate you, brother. Absolutely.
Already. All right, everyone, that was Joe, the Verbal Mind Master, doing his thing, as always, on the mic. So I'm going to go ahead and set him down. I'm going to go to the next caller here. We have 260 on the mic. You there? If you're on mute, unmute yourself so we can hear you. All right, maybe you didn't mean to press one. We'll come back to you. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 216 on the mic.
unmuted and free, above ground. So grateful. Hey.
I'm happy to hear your voice. Happy to hear your voice. Let everybody know who we're talking to tonight. Mama.
Yes. And I have a feature tomorrow at the place where I do my sell my jewelry. They asked me to do a feature, so I have brought three pieces here, and I'll let you decide. No, as a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you the names of them, but I'm going to do the one I think I want to do tomorrow. So one of them is called Vampires. One of them is called Vampires. The other one is called Nappy Headed Ho. And the one I'm going to read is called Braveheart, the Lion Dwarf.
So okay, well, like I said, whatever one is whatever one you feel like spitting, but you can't, I can't lie and say I'm not intrigued by the nappy head hole, but yeah, I want you to spit what your energy is telling you to spit.
Well, because I want to read it tomorrow, and it's probably going to be a PG audience, so I'm going to go ahead and do practice on you tonight with Braveheart, the Lion Dwarf.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll like this. The lion was a dwarf. A mistake of nature, but unique. When the lion dwarf was born, there were only two hearts left. As the heart god had run out of lion hearts, the only heart the heart god had left were, one, a human heart, and two, the heart of a ferocious tiger. After hearing this report, the small lion was very sad. He pondered briefly, and he asked the heart god for advice. He said, I'm not sure what to do. The heart god said, human hearts are loving, and tiger hearts are brave. The lion dwarf wanted to make the best and final decision for himself. Which one would be for me? To help me to protect my family, the loving heart of a human or the brave heart of a tiger? I am so small, and one day my father will be old and I shall be the ruler. I need a heart that will serve me best so I can be brave and take over. I need to care and protect my family. I need to rule my pride with pride. So what shall I choose? The brave heart of the tiger? All of a sudden, he said, yes, I'll take the brave heart of the tiger. And then all of a sudden, his mind changed again. He said, no, I'll take the loving heart of a human. The heart god implanted the human heart into the lion dwarf. And as the older and wiser he became, he found that the human heart was unsuitable. Well, it was unsuitable for his need. He needed to go back to the heart god and say, I'm not happy with the human heart. I have discovered it is not loving as it claims to be. And I'm always killing. And I'm always at war with my neighbors. Pride hate me. And they retaliate by killing many of my family members. All I do is steal and kill. And soon my whole den will be no more. I thought you gave me a loving heart. And I'm so confused. The heart god said, humans have very strange hearts. They show their love in peculiar ways. They kill for love in the name of God. They plunder for love. They kill and plunder in the name of love. They kill even when they are not hungry or threatened. Also, they use God as an excuse to do their wicked deeds. I still have that tiger heart. Would you be willing to trade? Yes, said the lion dwarf. The heart guy gave him his new heart. He no longer killed without being hungry. He no longer started war with his neighbors. He ruled and found peace with his new heart and soon found the respect in the jungle for being brave and just and true to his own nature. And he was also able to protect his pride and live happily ever after in peace.
Wow, it's very interesting.
I have to say that as I was listening, and you said that he chose the human heart, the loving human heart, my first thought was, I don't know about how loving a human heart is. And, of course,
right.
You covered that right on up, went right on into to what the human heart does. The human heart is not as loving as I thought it would be. I'm always killing. I'm so confused. The heart guy said, humans have strange hearts. They kill and plunder in the name of love. There's a lot here, obviously, but the point, you know, being made, you were saying at the end of this piece is how everything went right for him when he went to his nature and not against his nature and chose the heart that worked best for him. The point or the origin of this particular piece, what pushed you to make this distinction?
I just wanted to write a children's story that told the story of humans. And sometimes I watch the different channels where I see two different species just get along so well. And I'm like, wow, these other species are doing better than us. You know, you'll see a rabbit living on top of a dog, or he hides them and takes care of them, or just all kind of strange, different species that just do better than humans. And every day you pick up the newspaper, I wrote this a long time ago, though it's not new, but every day you pick up the newspaper, you see black-on-black killing, you know, like you can't even be in like a little small poetry circle without somebody doing something, or, you know, just everything that I see people or humans do, it's always untowards the love, untowards the good, and just ungodly. So that what just really prompted me to write a children's story to show a certain attributes of the humans that I don't think is a good attribute, and the things that they do in the name of doing good. So
right.
That's how I came about.
Well, you definitely made a strong point there. You know, obviously, in nature, the circle of life is real. It is, unless there is a, as you put in your piece, a hunger, you know, yeah, they can live together in a lot of ways. Like you have the crocodile and you have the birds that are in its mouth eating and things like that, just not trying to eat. They can live in that way, obviously, because that crocodile is not hungry in that space to eat them or whatever. But in our
right.
culture, as you said, you don't have to be hungry.
I gotta say something about that crocodile, because he just like hit a nerve with me, because them alligators ate up about 3 people last week, and so he didn't want no bird. He just waiting on some humans to come along. So anyway, yeah, I'm like, wait a minute,
yeah.
Now. Wow, but that is I didn't know that.
Your piece definitely hit home in that way, where it pointed out exactly what you wanted to point out. We live by a different, you know, set of rules. We are not cohesive with what's going on in nature.
Right.
We don't live in that way. You know, we are more chaotic. We will destroy for ourselves, and that's all that matters. And everything can burn.
Right.
As long as we're happy. So you certainly brought that piece home.
Thank you, my darling. Don't stay away so long. We need you. I do. I need you. Let me speak for myself. And that picture that you took the other day was just too precious. Wow. I loved it.
Well,
thank
you.
I'm going to bid you adieu.
I'm not,
and talk to you next Friday after next.
Already. Always appreciate Mama Ola Daisy. Don't pull out your belt. Coming through and showing us love on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And again.
I heard that? Joe on there, too. I wanted to holler at Joe. I heard Joe on there. And we did a collab some years ago. And I read it. If he wants to hear me do his part and my part, I did it Thursday night on a Nyla show. So he can go listen to it if he wants to see if I messed it up. But we wrote a real nice collab. I'm going to probably do that one tomorrow, too, when I do my my feature. So thank you again for being here for us. I love you to the end and back. Just don't change.
And I love
there
you as
go.
Well, Mama. And like I said, everybody who has had the pleasure of knowing you in the poetry world understands that feeling, and we definitely appreciate you.
All right. Next week, after next.
Already. That was Mama Ola Daisy coming through and doing her thing. And we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 832 on the mic.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
That's what's up. Who do we have the pleasure of talking to tonight?
Yes, Eric Battles.
Eric Battles, good to hear you. You know, I got the message, which is good to hear you without, what's going on in the background. Appreciate you coming back again. I can't even help it, though. Yeah, appreciate you.
I had that covered.
I can't forget that, bro. That was a highlight of the show last week. Yeah. How have you enjoyed the show so far, man?
So far, so good. It's been delightful.
Yeah, that's what's up. Appreciate you again coming through and showing love to the show. I think it's your second time on the show, so like that you're not being a stranger, man. Hope that you don't come back next time, so. With that being said, I'm going to let you do your thing with Press Mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. Never once walked a mile in my shoes. Not even once took the time to get to know all I've been through. Didn't even bother to look, ask if for once if you could pay all my dues. Yeah, I busted my ass out there, half-ass treated as if I had anything far worse than the flu. Still, I keep pushing hard on the day-to-day, pushing through the blood, sweat, and tears that can never go away. Because what I do deeper within my heart isn't for play. And in your feelings because I pulled Ice Cube to Dr. Dre. As quiet as he's kept, I remain in my bed, pen and paper in my hand, doing all that I can to keep my feelings from falling down, buried inside of a quicksand. With all that I have beside me, like I'm carrying contraband, all the while maintained mentally was all that I had to withstand. And I'm still trying to remain strong, even when my life looks like a complete train wreck. Even when worse came to worse, at least I can say that I'm no rougher than a roughneck, minus the scars and lacerations that would have anyone saying, what the heck? Thus all I'm left with was a moment to myself to do a mental illness check in peace.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a deep piece right there, brothers.
I'm pushing through the blood, sweat, and tears that never go away. I remain in my bed, pen and paper in hand, trying to remain strong while my life is a train wreck. I'm no rougher than a roughneck without the scars and lacerations. Bro. Yeah, you writing over there, man. Yeah, that's a point of peace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to commend you for being vulnerable enough to even spit this piece. You know, we appreciate, you know, you bringing that to this show. It's not something that we get to hear often, you know, brothers being vulnerable on the mic. And you did your thing, man. And, you know, I just want to say I appreciate that. And I appreciate you coming to the show and being free to do something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's all I do. Like, I gladly write anything. You know, I'm working on a couple of more pieces right now as we speak.
All right, that's what's up.
Yeah, I got like a couple of other shows that I'm doing as well. So, but I'm not out about giving out food to the crowd, everybody at all these games and whatnot. You know, okay, at least I have something to say when I'm on the mic.
Hey, man, that's what's up. It's a good thing to give back. So, yeah, you're doing big things, man. And hope to see you coming around next show a couple weeks from now. And thanks again, man.
No problem.
Already. Well, are we almost to the first break? I think we'll be able to get another caller in before we do that. We have 502. On the mic.
Hello, it's Quincy. How are you?
I'm great. Who did you say this was again?
It's Quincy.
Quincy, hey, long time
hey.
Over here. How you doing?
Yes, I'm good. I've been here. I listened a few times. I just don't always, you know, hit the button. I like how you're giving them roses
right,
out to people. To Joe, that's nice.
Yeah, you know, I try to get the flowers out. They give me flowers more often, and I just know that I want to return the favor these days. So it's
nice.
It's a lot going on right now. And, you know,
right.
I have it on my heart to try to, you know, tell somebody how I feel about them. I try to do that, you know, whether it's live on air, inbox, in person, whatever it is. You just never know how much time you got. So I definitely want to give
right.
people the flowers while they're here.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate you listening to the show and impressing one this time around. Always been a fan of your poetry, so, you know, it's a good thing to get to hear, you know, when you're in the mood to spit. So I'm not going to waste this opportunity. I'm going to go ahead and press you. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Scrolled. April 5th about to be trolled because my words violate caution tape of unpoetic scene. One shot heard the nonstop, scrolling, MSN.com, article addressing black man dead because of a shower head. Insert edit, black man dead because of a power head, on the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King. Scrolling, followed by Masters Live seeking golf tweets after an ace. Where's America tweets about injustice to the human race? A tweet will be a post. A post is used to erect a fence stop, hurdling said Dan. Scrolling. Fiery bubble fascinates internet. Scrolling. Why you should save your eggshells. Is that so? Unarmed black folks can have them to walk on in the presence of authority. Scrolling. Teacher pranks a student found asleep. Shouldn't be an issue since the majority of the U.S. is too. Sleepwalking in courtrooms. Daydreaming during jury duty in a grand scheme. Returning no indictments. all while you were conditioned by media's hints, engaged by tactics like fiery bubble in the sea, so that you continue to not see, scrolling, breathtaking sights you can see for free. A black man has the potential to experience breathtaking in his own vet, yard, car, at the mark, for being on the radar as a child playing in the park from grade school start, scrolling, 50 best things about being over 50. Here's one. How about living while black while reaching a half century, unkilled by the streets or police, foul cops, regardless of their ethnicities, compile the worst gangs in U.S. cities, colors, nightmares walk-in, scrolling, how to pay off $5,000 debt, scrolling, photos that make you laugh out loud, how about photos of love, Bible says we shall, John 13:35, by this everyone will know you are my disciples if you love one another, righteous we are, yet we don't fight for our brothers nor our sisters' lives, scrolling, Harvey Luter gets 20 years. My heart is from Houston, but how you get 20 as a looter when active shooter police get administrative or pay leave time? Served, then greeted with a handshake, gun, and badge, or maybe just resign. Now, they got coverage for civil suit, like media's coverage in which they design as an exposed someone's past, prime time, proving a colorful existence as they outline the character of the victim, darkening pigments attempts to villainize before flashing them in front of America's crimson shot eyes, who's readily awaiting the streams of attention they get when they rebuke black lives, tasting the taint, feeding for the twist so they can pop off lips and judge us who face our own kind, discriminating, or others attempt at artificial insemination, trying to censor what we produce by screaming appropriation. You might cash me outside, planting seeds in the soil you love to see slung, washing dirt from within your scar, let heart beat to prevent weeds. But as long as your grass is green, you forget like Emmett did with your grandparents. We all bleed the same, but you won't give a damn till your blood is on pavement or your family is wrongly taken. Your body is alive, yet your soul has not yet awakened. In peace.
That's just, that is just dumb, though. Like, makes no sense. Oh, the delivery is ridiculous. I love how you speak this piece. The scrolling, the way that you were doing that, I love the delivery. The lines that you were sitting, but it was something that you said, obviously, you know, I'm a hip-hop head, Colors, Nightmare Walk. I was like, ah, she hit me with the iced tea. But you
thank
said
you, yeah, because a lot of people don't
more,
catch that.
Yes, you know, I'm going to catch that. But you said so much, you know, real, you know, things about what's going on. One of the major things, you have a lot of lines here. I just spend a lot of time messing with, but how does a, how do you get 20 as a looter? I don't even have to finish the rest of that.
Right. So after Hurricane Harvey, yeah, they got when they were losing,
right.
Okay, it happened. Somebody gets 20 years. Right. Yep.
Right. And
crazy.
I don't even have to finish the rest of that. That sentence
right.
alone, even though you went into, you know, administrative leave, you know, cops, we all know what they get. We all know how they've been getting off for a long time. But just that
mm-hmm.
alone speaks volumes. How do you get 20 as a looter?
Right. Yep.
You have a lot of lines here, but that's a very powerful statement in itself. The breathing, the black man, it can breathe. You just really hit home with a lot of people. It's good to hear you this type of poetry, but I also appreciate the delivery of the poetry. You're not just saying it. You're not just spitting it. You can hear what you're saying in the rhythm of the piece with the energy you're giving. It just comes off really powerful. I appreciate that. I'm so thankful you pressed one. I dug that piece.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
And if I caught this right, I'm saying I might have messed this up, but did you say forget like Emmett and then say till later?
Yeah. It's saying you forget like Emmett did with your grandparents. We all bleed the same, but you won't give a damn till your blood is on pavement or your family is wrong.
Yeah. I just have to acknowledge the dopeness of how you flipped that.
Thank you.
Obviously, you said something powerful, but being able to flip, I love that kind of stuff. That's okay. Don't pay too much attention to me. I like shit like that. But You made a big point right there as well, but I definitely caught, you know, the Emmett and then the Till later on. That's dope. But thank you again for coming through. Hopefully you get continue to listen to the rest of the show. What we're going to do now is go into our break. When we come back from break, you got host bit, and then we'll be right back with the poets. I will come back to you again, 260, if you're listening. I will check and see if you want to spit. If you did that on accident, maybe, you know, we missed you. And if not, you know, we'll go to the next caller after that, which will be 713. So if 260 is not ready, 713 will be on you after the break. So, again, I appreciate you, and hope that you can stick around.
Thank you all so much. Love you and your team. I appreciate y'all. I'll be here listening. Have a great night.
Alrighty, thanks. And you are listening to Epiphany Radio. This is Renaissance Poetry, and we will be right back.
Exchange, baby. little bit more. Yeah. Probably would tell you you're beautiful if it could talk to you. I mean, if there was no expiration date on the batteries. Look, I've never been a hater. It's never been in my nature. And, well, listen. Let me hook you up, because...
Bob. Bob don't say he miss you. And you don't have lips to kiss you. And you don't have hands to give you ways to tell you how good you take. Yeah, see, Bob. Bob can't serve you breakfast in bed.
Oh, no.
Your body,
yeah.
Rub your feet,
yeah.
He can't compete with my
love.
Love, I'm coming over,
you need that real type of love,
oh, 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 yeah,
baby, don't forget it,
I wanna turn you up,
your body needs to be loved,
slow down, yeah,
way to God made it,
see, Bob,
Bob can't kiss those thighs,
oh, no,
Bob can't share your morning ride.
Think that you can take Bob anywhere, but Bob can't crush your skin, help you stretch and bend, and if you ask all your girlfriends, I'm sure you'll agree that Bob, Bob don't talk dirty to you, Bob don't get all flirty with you, Bob don't turn it around and make the bed bounce, 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 bounce,
like
yeah,
I do.
You need that real kind of love.
You need that real type of love.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't be duplicated.
Can't be duplicated.
Your body needs to be alive.
Beautiful and multiply, yeah.
The way that God made it.
I even touch myself sometimes.
Bob can't kiss those thighs.
Bob can't kiss
Bob
upon your
can't
thighs.
Share your morning ride.
Bob can't look
Bob
you in the eyes. Sade followed by Al Green, followed by Raheem, followed by Prince, followed by DeBarge and MJB, and Joe to see it, Patti LaBelle, followed by the Osmonds.
She calls me master, like Bruce Lee, cause the pussy. I'm gonna get these hands. Finger play makes legs kick like kitten play. Ain't gonna hurt nobody but her body. is wet and gushy, and it doesn't hurt that my fingers alternate slow and fast. I'm giving a master class, controlling the beat like Timberland. Can you hear her scream in the forest where timber lands? I can't deny it's justified. Her timber lake makes a sound like mac and cheese mixed with an earthquake, and not the comedic one. Although she does sometimes laugh uncontrollably after she comes, I don't come fast. I come last unless she makes me come twice. She comes in concession like one long lecture. And the lesson, be it one or 100, there's no need to do the math. You see, you're in her DM. Her pussy is giving me baths. You're texting WYD. She's asking me, why your dick giving all these sensations? Her mouth is giving dictation. She has an oral fixation. You got Twitter fingers. She makes sure her tongue has my kids over for dinner. You text asking what she has on, and if that's the case, it's written all over her face. So she doesn't have to say a word. We are not the same. Don't blame me. Blame the sheets with wet streaks we left behind in the places we sleep. Blame the strokes. I mean, not tachycardia. Although it does involve her heart, but this one is in her throat. I mean, there's levels and layers. I'm a throat slayer. I got dibs on her tonsils. Might not be in her ribs, but these strokes come with V-fib, and even if I get a little rough and beat all my holes up, there's no need to lie. She's not left bruised like a lover giving an excuse for a black eye. This isn't a ruse or a farce. You don't need a medical chart to understand that my dick actually has a heart that beats in her. And that heart grew and bust the seams like the Grinch at Christmas. And even if you test the litmus, it's all wet and melted away. I broke her levee like paper mache. Machete might be the best name for me, because I'm cutting off all memories of past fools like bamboo in the rainforest of Saigon. I'm a vet, but not in Nam. But her explosions are napalm. It's hot in here. But whoa, Nelly. Her jelly resembles buckshot when I'm giving back shots, and I'm not for freeing R. Kelly. But she comes more vigorously after I smack her ass when she seems like she's ready. I came for all the smoke, for all the water, so I man the boat. We float like clowns with red balloons. We live to die in monsoons. We dance with the devil under the pale moon, and since the moon controls the tide, I was built to ride in her waves. She waves her hand in the air like pastor in a pulpit was preaching directly to her. And before someone screams blasphemy, she's not a Baptist, although she could have fooled me, face splashed like I got woke from a wet dream. But her wet stream is reality, like Bitcoin, different streams of income. So income's the caveat. When I come to plant seeds, she deems there is wealth in her, sings the God in me, gets on her knees and bows, not simply because I'm worthy, but also because she is blessed to be the one with whole generations of me on her lips to speak upon. The energy is so loud in here, you think the speaker's on. It creeps along neural pathways. Call it Layla Hathaway, because when she says my name, it's not ebonic, it's multiphonics. Two pitches at once, like it's two satchel pages in the game, throwing twin flames down the middle. She looks over her shoulder, because I just swung the stick so hard I knocked all that shit over. With no time left on the clock, she falls asleep with her hand in the air like Jordan taking the last shot. You're in her DM, talking to yourself, texting, hey. We're cuddled, passed out in puddles like the room just rained. We are not the same. Renaissance. And we are back, people. Yeah, so I'm just going to bring in, you know, my sister, Kimbrella Renee. We're going to bring in Taraji. You know, we're going to do what we do, host bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Spoken like somebody that know they done said some shit in this here piece, okay? And I heard them new lines,
brother.
I
was just filling the piece again. You know, I just
caught
the
them new lines, brother. I caught the R. Kelly lines and the she falls asleep with her hand in the air like Jordan taking the last shot. I'm fucking done. I am forever and consistently done with your ass, okay? Done.
I mean, I don't know how many times I got to get told by my sisters that they threw with me. Like, what's the deal?
Cause you
y'all,
know,
y'all,
Keith,
y'all,
you
y'all
know
supposed
what
to be throwing
you
me
be
away
doing.
Like that.
You know, yo, get me with that R. Kelly line, cause see, yeah, yeah, you snuck that in. I heard. I'm like, oh, this some new. Oh, he snuck some new. Okay.
All right, hold on. So. I'm a vet, but not in Nah. But her explosions are napalm. It's hot in here, but whoa, Nelly. Her jelly resembles buckshot when I'm giving back shots, and I'm not for freeing R. Kelly. But she comes more vigorously after I smack her ass when she seems like she's ready.
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about, y'all?
I don't see. I don't see it.
Do y'all hear? No. Because, see, I'm glad they're here to witness this shit every other Friday so they understand what we have to deal with as your siblings. And we got to listen with the sibling ear. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else gets the freedom to do what they want to do.
Thank you for.
They get the freedom to do
so
what they want to do.
Is
know
my
what
mic
saying?
On? Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on, Taraji.
Yeah, because I'm just going to go back to WYD. That's all I need to say.
Yeah. Let's get that line. Run that line back. Run that line. So y'all can
yeah, run
see
that
it
one back.
Because he be trying to go past stuff like we be bugging. Go, give us that line right there.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Do that one. Mm-hmm.
Because this is the incriminating line right here. This is the one that's going to get your ass locked up. Yeah, go on.
Go on.
All right. There's no need to do the math. You're in her DM. Her pussy is giving me baths. You're texting WYD. She's asking me, why your dick giving all this sensation? Her mouth is giving dictation. She has an oral fixation. You got Twitter fingers. She makes sure her tongue has my kids over for dinner.
Your kids over for the get.
Yo, but did you hear the sarcasm? You texted her WYD, and she asking me. You know what? I'm done. I have nothing else to say here. I'm gonna move right along.
Because
While y'all doing all that talking. You know, while y'all doing all that talking, you know, I got to make sure people understand they got to batten down the hatches. You know, they got to put their sandbag by the windows around the house.
Here we go.
Because y'all know what's about to happen. Y'all, look, I do my little own thing, but I'm telling you, when the hurricane comes through, she washes away everything I did. All the stuff is gone.
See how you do me?
Y'all, I'm just saying, y'all already know. Y'all already know a hurricane. I just be trying to protect the house. I'm telling y'all, batten down the hatches, put your sandbags down.
Protect the house.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, because everybody ain't got insurance. I just got to warn them. Everybody, you know.
You know what?
A lot of people stay
what?
Home when the hurricane come. I'm trying to tell you, you got to leave sometimes, or you got to, you know, take care of your house. That's all I'm saying.
It's the nasty time. Anyway, right here. Let me go on and get this piece right here.
Already. So I'm going to press mute. The rest of the mic is yours. You're finna destroy all this stuff. Taraji, I got a new one for you. Don't worry about it. Mic is yours.
All right.
Oh, man.
There's an infernal oven being heated by the government, baking recipes of purging and genocide of faces that resemble mine, and I smell martial law. Chaos and disorder border the prophecies of Revelation, and I'm pacing. My mind is destroying and separating this raw, unprotected orgy of hatred, while the safeness of your love's embrace and your hands caressing my waist is branding my face with traces of spontaneous adrenaline and salacious grins. See our bodies bend and we blend in torrid rhythm and hymns while you submerge and I receive tighter than my current grip on sanity. As I welcome the way you handle me between the parting of my knees and my love muscles squeeze, dawn's light peeking through the blinds, traveling the flex of our spines, and I tremble with desire. My mind is filled with this fire of sinful thoughts still parading from this millennium masquerade. Backdrop scenery changed, yet the cast, directors, and storylines are still the same. History chasing its tail in pursuit of annihilating the black male, flooding the pavement with melanin blood trails, biological warfare tipping the scale, FEMA coffins coughing up lies for sale, truth infected the rusty nails while we inhale this injustice, yet exhale within each other's names. Hoping to chase the disdain of this mental pain with pleasure, falling deep into sacred inebriation until our spirits hang over and drip dry of their tears. See, they market fear as a universal commercial driven within the subliminals of privately owned cerebral corrections corporations of America while they profit, stuffing their obese wallets with our lack of knowledge, our eyes lock in wisdom, understanding this cadence of our libido metaphors and entwined earth tones and moans, because you're giving me exactly what I need. See, you push and I pull you deep into me, deeper than the truth in hidden colors 1, 2, and 3. You breathe in sync with me, because we need this release. We drench these sheets in urgency. This state of emergency has me purposely submissive to flexible, edible movements for you. Plunging and pulsing, bodies convulsing, California quaking, breathtaking arrival statements. The coming of your soldiers are deployed within my birth station as we are facing war right outside our front door. See, our hearts beat to the rhythm of a Marcus Garvey quote, a people without knowledge of their past history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots. So clearly, we both know what we have to do. Carefully, we lie within each other's arms, preparing to be dangerous together. Armed with the lack of tolerance for supremacy energy or the powers to be conglomerates, we pay homage to our ancestors' fearless wrists. While you rub and kiss this possibility of our creation of a moon or a sun, eyes locking once more for confirmation that the time has come, because we have not forgotten the rounds and sounds of another one of us tased, profiled, humiliated, shot down, shots heard round the world. Revolution, revolution, revolution. When, you ask? The time is now. In peace.
If y'all hear me sloshing around, it's just, you know, my house got water in it. It's just flooded. Don't even worry about it. They're going to come in, and the Roto-Rooter, all that stuff is going to happen.
Yeah,
you
get
this motherfucker all the way up. Yeah. pilfering from the push and pull deeper than the hidden colors 1, 2, or 3. Not only were you hitting with the innuendos, you were saying some real ass shit. You were saying some real ass shit. So I'm going to need you to hit me back with the line after you hit the pilfering of this masquerade. I need that. Give me that. Because you went into a whole different speed of delivery. I need that one more again, please.
Which line was it again?
The pilfering from this, was it Melanin Masquerade?
Okay, gotcha. All right. My mind is filled with fire of sinful thoughts still parading from this millennium masquerade. Backdrop scenery changed at the cast, directors, and storylines are still the same. History chasing its tail in pursuit of annihilating the black male, flooding the pavement with melanin blood trails, biological warfare tipping the scale, FEMA coughing up lives to sell, truth infected with rusty nails while we inhale this justice. Yet it's within each other's name.
Stank face over here right now. Man! Oh, my gosh. The way that you just changed speed on me just made it so much more powerful, you know, what you were saying. The delivery is on point. The wordplay is ridiculous as always. That's why we call you the Hurricane Taraji. I got the brand new mic, like I said. Everything is wet over here. I got it wrapped up for you. You got to worry about it. You ain't gonna get shocked or nothing. I got it all taken care of because I know how she do. Yes.
You got
some flowers for her right now. Go ahead, you know, because there's plenty of water. You can plant, you can put all kinds of plant life in, you know what I'm just saying?
Yo, all I got to say is there was some real spit right there, and you had, like I said, you got bars, man. Oh, anyway, okay.
I love you, sis. Let's get ready.
No, for real. Seriously, that was dope.
Thank you, sis. Thank you. And I know you're about to. I'm excited. Let me get ready.
If y'all don't know how to rise and get
down,
you know, Sun Touch lovingly calls her the earthquake. So I'm just going to tell y'all, if y'all got some stuff swinging, you want to just
love you, Sun Touch.
Nail it down.
Love you,
know,
son.
Because she's going to go in. So, with that being said, I'm going to press mute. I'm just going to hold on to my situation because, you know, she's about to tear it down.
This is going to be real nice and easy, y'all. Just real nice and easy.
Be courageous, not fearful. Be honest, and when you're giving, be cheerful. When all else fails, just be. Be the lender, not the borrower. Be the solution, not the sufferer. Be the completion, not the disconnection. Just be. Be joyous, be great. Just be. Be full of patience and kindness, not hate. Just be. Be ready, be willing, be able, be strong, be brave, be confident, be alive, able to strive and thrive. Just be. Be thankful, be grateful, be humble, be meek, be the light and the salt. Just be. Be too blessed and highly favored to be too stressed and heavy laden. And when you're finished being, just say, yes, Lord, I am. That was the Beatitude. My people.
I don't know what that was on the Richter scale, just saying. You just come
now.
In here.
Come on.
With the megaphone voice right out
come
the bat.
Come on.
Just
let's go.
Just reverberating in our spirit the way that you spit
just
your piece.
Just
saying.
Just be.
You know?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's all you got to say.
That's what
she covered all of that. She.
Yo, I just got to say, yo, my sister is so powerful. Like, she has so much healing, not just by her hands, for those of you who know what her gift is. But just when this sister speaks, and then when she sings, oh, my God. All I got to say is my brother and sister are better than yours. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Already. Hey,
my
I'm looking
bad.
Forward to them
nah,
pieces that
I just love
you got. When she sing, you know, I'm looking forward to them. So Yeah, keep on bringing that fire, Taraji. We're waiting for you. We're waiting for you.
I thank y'all so much. Y'all, you know what? I do have to give some flowers to Keith and Kimbrella because they have kept me and held me down for this last year and a half. Has been really, really, really difficult. And I want to say thank you to both of y'all because y'all have held me down, like, seriously. With all the different struggles and twists and turns, and y'all know what they are, but I don't think I would have kept pushing if I didn't have y'all on both sides, like, come on, sis, you can do it. And I just wanted y'all to know I appreciate that. Aside of the poetry, aside of all this, what people hear, y'all be down for me, and I appreciate it so much, like, for real.
Already, we appreciate you as well.
Okay.
You know, you were there for us at a lot of different times, you know, while we were coming through this poetry years ago. It's only, you know, light that we reciprocate through the same thing. So it's all love. You know, appreciate you.
Indeed.
I'm going to let y'all get back to the event page. Y'all ain't going to have me all emotional on the motherfucking mic.
I'm trying to tell you, got me all choked up.
So I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go to the event page. To Taraji, you ain't about to do that to me on the air.
You see what you
hit my head?
That's why, son, that's why Sun Toucher called her the earthquake. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Look at trying to see.
Up.
That ain't the type of thing I was talking about reverberating in my spirit. You ain't about to have me emotional. I'm finna put you on the couch. I'll talk to y'all next time.
Oh man!
I just want to say I love them, and they really are, you know, dope human beings. So with that being said, we're gonna get back to what we do here, and like I said, we're going to try 260 one more game. We're going to see if you're ready. Was that a mistake? 260. You on the mic? You just listening?
Hello.
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 Who do we have on the mic?
Did somebody call me?
I'm just calling 260. I don't know. Did you call to listen to the show? Or you call it, did you press one to spit? What we got going on?
Well, I called to spit, but I can't stay awake. I think I missed half the show.
Hey, it's all good, son. It's all good. Let's make everybody's son touches. Hey, if you want to keep listening, it's all good. You know, if you want to spit, you know, I'm going to definitely give you the mic. That's up to you.
I'm a spit. I just hate that I kept dozing, and then it seemed like I kept hearing my name, and I'm like, wait, what did you say?
Well, just recently we were talking about you. We was talking about you. It's all good. It wasn't bad. We were talking about you a little bit. But,
talking about me not doing
anything. You came to spit. I'm going to let you do what you came to do. I don't want you to fall asleep while we're talking. So I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
All right. I'm so sorry. Y'all know I've been through some stuff. Find this poem. This is the poem that I was telling you that I wrote and put in the book, and it just keeps growing. So, where'd it go? Okay. Fear is the deadliest emotion of them all. Before anything else, it kills a smile. It kills a plan to be great, to be you, to be strong. Fear will make the test of your life go wrong as it casts you into a pool with the likes of you, other castaways, in a pool of embarrassment, inner discussions of failure, death of how it kills your vibe. The look in your face sometimes won't let it hide, like shining a spotlight in the dark, like a brisk evening in a leafless park, nerves running amok. This test is just another one to make you emotionally fucked up. But be strong. Hold on. People fear many things, heights, clowns, dogs, the dark, monsters, and so on and so forth. I fear mammograms and ultrasounds and results. I had never done this before. I feared it would be painful. My breast in a device. My imagination is way too wild. But I knew I had to do it be on the safer side of life rather than on the sorry side of life. And even though I feared them, I found that it wasn't so bad. I'm good. I'm ready for next year. But then an hour later, the results said be ready for next week. Another mammogram, another ultrasound, results. And those results said be ready in 2 weeks. Another mammogram, an ultrasound, and a breast core biopsy. I finally get over having a mammogram, and they want to insert too many inches attached to a needle into me, take a piece of me, send it for testing, and clip a marker in me. So get ready for another few days. My mind is spinning. I'm in a daze. And although I listened carefully, the results, they were a haze. And soon after that, it was get ready for a decision. One of the biggest to ever lay claim of me, lay more fear on me, search for the inner strength in me. Do I go with a lumpectomy or a mastectomy? Now, I still fear mammography, ultrasounds and biopsies and needles and clips and results. And then I fear chemotherapy and radiation and monsters, the ones they call cancer, because that monster, there's a chance it may come back. But then I remembered I fear God more. I fear God more. I fear God more. I fear God more. Those words echoed in my heart and my mind, and my strength grew, and I became an advocate, a peer counselor, a speaker at breast cancer events, always announcing awareness, always smiling, especially when people say, you got this. Yeah, I got this because I got this, and I don't want this, and I'm tired of this. Yet, without a thought, I fight this. So, yeah, I do got this, and I got this because that monster, it did come back a month later, braved through a mammogram, braved through surgery, braved through chemotherapy, braved through radiation again, and I'm good. And now I'm a two-time survivor. Pathology said no more evidence found. Yay! Till a year later, the breast cancer monster reoccurred once again with its ugly self. This time it linked up with my lungs and my hips, took away from me my dance and my dip. I feared God more, and I needed him more. More than the time I came down the birth canal too soon. More than the time the car backing up knocked me off my bike. More than the time I sat in a school locker because somebody's evil child pushed me in there and closed the door. More than the time of my heart's first ache. More than the time I gave birth and then I did it again. More than the time when the doc first said, it's positive, you have breast cancer. And went on to explain something that sounded like a whole lot of nothing because I totally shut down and didn't hear a thing past those words that were results. So then the medication seemed to be putting me back on track because I could breathe again and I could dance again. Hallelujah! The monster tried to weaken me, but the sun toucher has so much strength in thee, yet the monster just keeps on attacking I and she be the strong one who lives here too, not charged a fee because she helps a great deal when I am in fact weak. Her first name's Alter, last name Ego, given to her by some brilliant person a long time ago. I just call her me. She stepped up once again when the breast cancer monster reoccurred once again with its ugly self. This time it linked up with my skull and my brain, took away from me my temple's frame. We rebuilt it quickly, but I'm left with minor head pain because I still fear God more, so much more, and I need him more, so much more, more than those other times that I see it said that I need him more. In peace.
Well, I was talking about Taraji putting me in that space, but well, there you have it. There you have it. That. The emotion, the power, the vulnerability in this piece easily makes this the strongest poem I've ever heard you do. This is by far the greatest poem I have heard you spit because of what it meant to spit it.
All right.
For you to get on here with that amount of bravery to tell your story in this way, in this poetic form, with so much class, it is amazing what you are able to do. This poem has grown from the pink lemonade into something else that is so necessary, because there is the side of strength that we don't get to hear about, and it's that fear, and it's that worry, and it's that emotion that you were giving out in this piece tonight, which made it so fucking powerful. I am in awe of you, son.
Thank you. I didn't realize it was going to be that hard. I was trying to keep it together. That was my first time reading.
Yeah, you told me that you were messing with it. I didn't know if you was going to finish it, but yeah, you had to publish this one too. You had to put this one out here. This needs to be heard and read. This is something else. I'm so glad I was able to come back to you. Yeah, you got me here. You got me on this one. This is something else.
I understand.
Yeah. You did your thing, though. And I'm proud of you for being able to finish
this
piece, for having the courage to write this out, because I know it was difficult. I would never understand the level of difficulty. And that's impressive in itself. So I appreciate you for sticking around. I'm glad that you woke back up to spit this piece, because I really did feel that you needed to spit it. If you did finish it, now again, I wasn't sure that you did, but I'm very glad that we were able to get you on tonight.
Thank you. Yeah. Glad to
absolutely
be able to be on here. I'm so sorry I kept missing the call. I was trying
here
so
you
hard.
You ain't got to worry
it
about none of that. You ain't got. We already understand why you falling asleep. I ain't worried about that. We just glad we got to hear your voice tonight.
Thank you.
Already. So I hope that, you know, that you enjoyed the show so far. If you want to, you know, go ahead and lay it down, feel free. If you're able to keep listening to the show, look forward to seeing you on the video.
Well, shoot,
if
I'm
not,
wired,
you know,
now.
We'll talk to you soon. That's what I'm saying. You don't know.
Oh, no,
man.
I woke myself up.
Page. Yeah. But that's what's up. So, already.
I heard a couple people, like the very beginning, I heard, I don't know who else. Was it Miss VIP?
Well, that means you didn't hear me, and that's good. That's I'm glad you didn't hear me.
Well, I heard you. So, I heard Sister Taraji and
okay. Well, I'm hooked on that.
Kimbrella. I partially heard Mama O. I partially heard Joe. I don't know who else is on here.
Well, so that's almost everybody right there. You know, you got a couple people you might.
Oh, okay.
Gwen C.
All right, I'm
going
to catch the archive.
Yeah. Already. Well, you know, again, I appreciate you coming through, and I hope to see you next time.
Alrighty.
That was Sun Toucher on the mic. We're going to go ahead and go to 713.
Greetings.
What's going down, 713? How you feeling?
Feeling good. Always. And thank you guys for the platform.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming through. Why don't you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight?
It's James Rencher, a.k.a. Sir Lawrence.
Already, man. Good to see you back on the show, man.
Yeah. And
man,
like I said, I thank you guys for the platform, for sure.
Yeah, man, I'm glad that everybody showed up tonight. They're enjoying and they're coming with some powerful work. Very impressive pieces, and I'm sure that it is the type of poetry that incites other poets to write, and you know, that's what we like here, you know, iron sharpening iron. So, you know, definitely looking forward to see you add to this. So I'm going to go ahead and press mute. Mic is yours.
The X Factor. No matter how you look at it, describe it, go around it, the number of letters used to explain it. He said it, and I'll say it again. You've been had, indoctrinated by using your emotions towards a biased belief. You've been took by that same belief, now proselytized to think it's a fact. Hoodwinked to the point, even when you discover it wasn't a fact, conditioned not to go there. Bamboozled through the tell a vision, us being the main group that's catechized, you know, like oral instructions, led astray in every way, taught to hate ourselves and anyone that looks the same, run amok, convinced there's something wrong with everything about us. So we continue to alter ourselves in hopes of discovering ourselves. Sir Lawrence.
So you're just going to take my man's words and flip it into a whole poem, okay? I see what you did there. Oh, man. That last stanza, right after the run amok, can you give me that one more time?
Run amok. Convinced there's something wrong with everything about us, so we continue to alter ourselves in hopes of discovering ourselves.
Hmm. See, I'd have you say it. I didn't even want to read that again. Like, you had to say that one more time. That's, you said a lot here, but that line stuck with me, bro. I like what you did here, how you structured this piece, how you took the words of Malcolm X and made them into a poem and kept the power of his words in the piece. So that was not easy to do, and I appreciate, you know, you being able to do that and share that with us tonight, brother.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Already. Always come through with something. I see you, man.
Right on. Right on. We appreciate it.
Already. That was Sir Lawrence doing his thing, so we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 506 on the mic.
Hey, Lady A, thanks
Hello.
For having me.
Hey, good to hear your voice. How you doing tonight?
Good. I've been really enjoying the poetry. It's been really intense and deep, and I love stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I've really grown to love about this show. It's very diverse. It doesn't matter what the person in front of you spit. People are feeling very comfortable and confident spitting what they felt like spitting. You know, I've come to a lot of shows where somebody might go in one direction and everybody want to change a piece up and follow a certain direction. But, you know, everybody's really individual on this show. I've definitely come to love that.
Yeah, that was great. And the lady that was on just before this last gentleman and speaking of her dancer, I just wanted to give a shout out to her and tell her that I admire her courage and her bravery.
Absolutely. She's definitely been an inspiration for a lot of us that's been watching her journey. She is such a powerful individual, and to have seen her growth is just amazing in itself. She's definitely somebody that I've looked at many times that inspired me without her even knowing that she was doing it. She's a special human being.
Yeah, she sure sounds like she is. I brought a piece tonight that I don't know if I read it on your show, and I don't think I did, but after listening to so many other pieces, I had some another one picked, but I changed my mind to do this one, and it's called Dream, A State of Mind Characterized by Abstraction and Released from Reality.
No,
he had a dream.
No, press mute.
Okay,
mic is yours.
He had a dream. He tried to release from reality. We believed in him. We believed it could be done. The dream could come true. A utopia of love, nirvana. I believed it could be achieved. We wanted better. We needed better. Dream, we were told. We altered our state of mind to enhance the dream, made love, protested war, and came together, black and white. We were family, Asian, indigenous, and everyone in between. We were paradise. We were a revolution of love. He had a dream. I believed. I saw it, just inches from fruition. Excitement flowed, joy worn on all faces. Music sang that dream. He was God's messenger, his soldier, a savior too. There was hope. Yes, excitement flowed, then his blood flowed. The war was over. Men came home to nothing. Soldiers still do. Blood is shed for nothing. Lives are lost for nothing. Don't speak to me about patriotism and fighting for your country. Your country turned its back on them when they all came home. Bullshit. War is bullshit, and young men and women are paying with their lives, their minds, and with broken bodies. Where is the dream for them? Where is the dream? Nothing has been learned. Nothing. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King, Jr. It is utter darkness. Love is gone. It caught the last train out like the song. Hate prevails. Prejudice, white on black, black on white, Asians, indigenous people, and all nations, one against the other. Hate lives. It has destroyed the dream. End poem.
As you were going along in this piece, I knew you were talking about Martin Luther King, and I wanted
yeah.
to see where you were going with it. He believes his dream could be done, his dream could come true, utopia, nirvana, altered our state of mind to enhance the dream. We were a paradise, a revolution of love, I believed. I saw it just inches from fruition. There was hope, excitement flowed, then his blood flowed. Blood is shed for nothing. It's bullshit. Where's the dream for them? I'm talking about the soldiers coming back from the war. Darkness cannot
right.
drive out darkness. You covered this feeling. And what hit me was when you were coming to the portion of the end of his life there, there was the understanding that what he was trying to achieve was not just for a race. He was going, he was speaking for the poor people of all races. And
mm-hmm.
it was like that's where it became too much. It was time for him to go. He got to go now. And his blood flowed. All of that came through to me as you were reading this piece, which, you know, definitely conveys your ability to be such a great storyteller. I always appreciate, you know, your brand of poetry. And I'm glad that you were able to make it in to spit that tonight.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I remember this so well, and it hurts me when I think about how things are today. We almost had it.
Right. Yeah, but you know how the powers that be are. They don't like change. They'll do whatever it takes. They will keep the status quo, even if they got to change what it looks like. They will make sure it stays the same as much as possible. As always, appreciate you coming up to the mic, pressing one, spitting, sharing with us, showing love to other poets that came before you. You always do that. I'm thankful and appreciative, and hope to hear you next time you come to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
No problem at all. Thanks for coming. That was Lady A coming and doing her thing. I just love her ability to tell a story. She's just an excellent poet in my mind. All right, we'll go to the next caller. Here we have 252 on the mic.
Hello.
Well, hello. Would you let the listeners know who we have the pleasure of talking to tonight?
Good evening, good evening. This is Queen Bee. Hope everyone is well. All the spitters before me were fire, Kimbrella, fire. Just everyone was fire, but sheesh, Kimbrella. And sir, you were good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I know Kim flooded the whole area, so I mean, I'm surprised you even remember what I spit, but you know. Honestly, that's why I like Kim going after me. That's why I like when she go after me. Shit.
I can hear you.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. I wasn't really saying nothing. Don't worry about it. I wasn't saying nothing at all.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. So,
okay,
yeah,
cool.
You know, I love it. I love that Kim's able to come through and do what she do. Taraji come through. You know, if everybody forget, I ain't spit. That's what I like. So. It's all good.
No, hold on.
You about to come through.
I said.
Huh?
But I said something about don't. Now, you came in here, you wet the mic up. You know what I'm saying? You sopped up all the floors, the floorboards, all of that shit. Like,
yeah, I mean, yes. Yeah,
let's
yeah,
not.
I had to clean the floors.
It happened. All right, sir.
It's all good. I appreciate you coming through, B. It's been a minute since I heard you on the mic. So definitely, you know, enjoy when you're able to make it to the show. And I'm going to let you do what you can. I know you're going to do your thing. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you.
Aimless Americans approaching an apocalypse. Three-piece suicide suits plummet villages. Vicious vigilantes vindicated by vows of pledged justice. Bureaucrats bargaining bribes in congressional basements. Plagiarizing the pursuit of proudly promised pride worn in red, blue, and white. Fake faith fostered from a sworn allegiance to a flag full of fallacies. Equality equipped with deep, dark pockets now listen to their loose lips lie as they call it liberty. Doctrine displaying democratic deviance while Republicans recite rhetoric, but the reality is recalled and repressive relevance. Stockpiling stupidity, stagnating our serenity, but these gluttonous giants gifted genocide as gratitude for the races of me's and views, collateral damage doomed with devastation, damnation to our dreams. Someone should have secured the scene when they stole supremacy and our freedom song, Land of the Beautiful. Gridlocked with grief and the grins of many grinding to escape graves as they pluck promises from projects, single homes to duplex, domestic to abroad, still a fraud, bringing a barrage of bullets and barricades to peace treaties, invaded invasions on invisible threats for opportunities to obtain oil, brought bombs buckling on the innocent, baptized babies and bellows of obliteration, yet we are still a united nation while wailing widows whistle in the winds of mourning, firelit skies so bright they resemble morning. How is freedom so elusive in the land of the free? Dumb be the niggas who thought she was talking to those who look like me, while our Haitians wading in the water literally. How do you patrol a border when Moses already commanded, let my people go?
Peace. Well, I knew you'd come through and rip this shit, but Damn, the alliteration is out of control over there with that dance. Shit. I mean, out of control over there.
I'm still trying to stick it.
I'm
like
trying to write, you know,
these
aimless Americans. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. She hit me with the bees, the bureaucrats. Oh, she hit me. Out of control. Sworn allegiance to a flag full of fallacies. Stagnant in our serenity. Gridlock with griefs and grins of many, and the grins of many. Ooh, wailing widows whistled in the wind. You're talking about the freedom. You're talking about the justice. And you said, dumb be the niggas who thought she was talking to those who looked like me. Lines on top of lines. On top of ridiculous alliteration, the wordplay is insane, the delivery is crazy. You know, everybody know, if they've heard you before, that you're a dope poet, but you got range. You know, you'll come through here and you'll hit us with some erotic bars, but then you'll come through here and hit us with some social justice with the same amount of strength in your voice. It's dope to hear you. Yeah, obviously I'm a fan of your work, so... always grateful that when you're able
Thank
to come
you.
Through and show love, spit to the show, spit on the show.
You know, I love it here. Like, and I mean, I love what Blog Talk does, you know, for us, period, as a whole. So, yeah, you know, wherever you are, it's definitely going to be some fire. So, I'll be here whenever I can.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that. Indeed. That's Queen B doing her thing. Destroying the mic as always. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 410. Oh, before I go to 410, I started the show at 9:30. So if you're listening in on a computer, this is my fault that it's this late, but you got about 90 seconds to call into the show because we're going to go in overtime and we're going to take care of the rest of the polls we're here. So if you want to call in and listen, it's 319-527-6300. If you're listening on a computer and want to continue listening to the show, you want to dial 319-527-6300 to continue to listen. We have about three or four people left, and we're just going to go in overtime and just let it roll, as we always do. Now it says 60 seconds, so if you want to get in and listen, dial 319-527-6300. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 410 on the mic. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, 410. I'm sorry. I had 937 coming on the mic.
Good evening.
Good evening. Who do we have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
This is Adrienne Simone Sugar Brown.
Already, always great to hear you come through. So we're going to have just these titans of poetry coming through back-to-back tonight. Now, I'm with that. How have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
It has been excellent. I was at work trying to pay attention at work, but I was listening to the show. Everybody has come, spitting their best shit. So glad I was able to hop in here before I hit the highway. So, yes, I am definitely enjoying it tonight.
Already, that's what's up. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to pull over and share with us. Your energy is always welcome. So I'm going to let you do your thing or press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called 10th Power of the Sun. Somebody said the sky was falling, and I believed it to be a likely lie until I saw you with my own eyes. Sunshine, the brilliancy that is your mind stretching out like rays of time, touching me with your hot fingertips. Your words searched until you found my pulse. I get more tan in your presence, my melanin pops, as you bring out my black thoughts. You let me know I matter. Every day a solar return, the anniversary of my birth. I'm born again just to find your warmth. Feel the photosynthesis happening in my veins, becoming my own food. But I feed off of your brain, pure energy you can't be contained. Or sometimes even spoken of properly. I don't have the words or enough room on my property. I need more than just my mouth to be able to inhale and breathe you. Give me more sky and the expanse of my legs to receive you. It took all of heaven to conceive you. I need you. The glow you bestow on my face perceives you. If ever desire made me bite my lip, I'm sure I'd bleed you. Leak light into the darkness on that side of the moon. Sunshine, you have forsaken the presence of all other planets to radiate in my system. It's me that swoons, your essence orbiting the face of my existence until we eclipse. You paint the colors of the universe on my soul with the thought of you, kissing both regions of my lips. Elysium is found in your prism. If death was to await me, lock my soul in the presence of your prison. You are home for a goddess. The twinkle in my eye, the most beautiful star. Somebody said the sky was falling, and the truth is the sunshine landed in my heart. Only if you've made love to the sun do you know the euphoria of having a starburst inside you. The Milky Way flowing into your black hole, Skittles spilling in the color of the rainbow, Roy G. Biv of chakras aligned from base to spine to mind to crown to cloud, to purple rain falling down. I hear the angels snicker at our divine. I'm sweeter on you than juicy fruit on the vine, and the only thing betwixt you and my cookie is my caramel skin. You are my almond-eyed joy when you caress my mounds, because sometimes I do feel like a nut. Have you ever felt a moonbeam erupt? Your name is on the tip of my tongue, threatening to spill its liquid formation in molten lava fashion. You are the antifreeze, heated passion, chill chaser, voltage electric body taser. Our connection is fluid, and I soak you up, absorb so much of you that it saturates me. It's my waterlogged fingertips wavy, filled, running over, pores leaking, perspiring. I need a bucket, a mop, ShamWow, sandbags, something to secure the levees, reinforce the, oh, my damn, it's late. I'm spilling your name, sunshine. I remember I'm human when you're submerged beneath my surface, taking away my entitlement to breathe by capturing my skin in a static heat. Privilege, infusing your radiance, grabbing my molecular structure by the melanin and composing me to blush black. Swim in the deepest depths of me, claim your home in my interstitial fluid. We can become the same ribonucleic acid, undecoded, written in the dictionary under fragments. Leg bone connected to thigh bone connected to my hip bone, and we can walk to our destiny, no defeat. Assemble the greatest parts of me, the cubist painting only the Picasso in you could come to love. I can be your art. Extend your lingam like an easel for me to balance on. Brush your solar strokes on my canvas until my face turns Mona Lisa, until we become Mona Lisa, release, Wusa, creation upon our combustion. We have birthed another dimension, and we'll come back to this place for every orgasmic occasion. Teleportation, divination, divine nation, and soul alignment, sunshine, in peace.
Well, damn, the amount of intellectual wordplay in this piece. Shit, can we keep up with it? Damn, let me see what I can feel or photosynthesis happening in my veins, becoming my own food, but I feed off your brain. Oh, shit. The glow you bestow on my face precedes you. If ever desire made me bite my lip, I'm sure I'd bleed you. Damn. Damn. Elysium is found in your prisms. If death was to await me, lock my soul in the presence of your prison. The wordplay is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There's so many lines here. So many, and I love the word betwixt. I just got to say, I heard that. I heard betwixt. You put betwixt in the poem. You just got to give somebody, you know, the dap from a distance for that. The wordplay is absolutely insane here. you go over and over so much intellectual stimulation here. There was a line here, he said, by capturing my skin in the static heat, privilege, infusing your radiance, grabbing my molecular structure by the melanin. There's just a way that you are setting up the line where you said we become the same ribonucleic acid. Look, these words here, everybody ain't hearing it on pieces. I'm sorry. They like to call me encyclopedia head and dick, whatever. Your ass is right off in there because, look, you got a lot of big-ass words in here. I dig them, but I'm just saying, not everybody can put that together. I just got to give you the props for it. This is a very intellectual piece. I dug it. Just got to say, that was an amazing piece.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Always appreciate you coming through.
I'm going to mute myself and get on this highway, so I'm going to continue to listen to everybody do this. Yes, absolutely. I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, thank you. Be safe on that road out there.
Thank you. I will.
All righty. All right, we're going to go to 410 on the mic.
Hey, Keith, it's Lisa Lips.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
How
the show's
doing
on fire tonight.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? The everyone, like, as I was saying earlier, everyone is so diverse tonight. Like I was saying about, you know, B, she'll come in, you know, I've heard her do erotic poetry. She's like, you know, a beast regardless of what she spits, but then she does that social justice. And then, you know, Adrienne Simone, who comes right behind her, and she does, you know, a lot of erotic poetry, but the intellectual side of the piece she just did obviously shows her range. You had Sun Toucher doing the piece that has so much, you know, volume and emotion. And
Sun Toucher was amazing.
Lady A doing
was
a piece of with Martin Luther King in it, and you got Malcolm X in. So it's just been a night of poetry that, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. I always love it how this night plays out with the poets that come through. So. And of course, you're very diverse as well. I've heard you do, you know, a lot of erotic poetry, but then most of the time on the show, as a matter of fact, you haven't done any. Everything you've spit has been something other than what I've heard, which obviously shows your diverse side. So yeah, it's been great here in the show tonight. I'm glad that you've enjoyed it as well.
Tonight I'm going to come through and drip for you a little bit.
Oh shit! I didn't set it up. Look, I didn't set it up. All right, I'm gonna let you go ahead and drip on the mic then. See, I'm gonna press mute.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Can I ask you a favor? Could you please make love to me? I mean, I know you're not mine, and I know what we do ain't about emotion, but just for tonight, can you pretend I'm yours? Can you wrap your arms around me as if I were precious to you? Cradle my head close to your chest and put lingering kisses on my forehead. Could you touch me with the hands of a sculptor? Lingering on each detail of my skin, refining my lines with your expert touch that worships the goddess in me. And could you please whisper to me intimate nothings that fuel the fires of passion the way true lovers do? Kiss my belly and my thighs before you taste my ambrosia. Enjoy how I tremble in anticipation of what you're about to do. And just when I can't take any more, French kiss my lotus as if it were all you've ever needed to survive. And take pleasure in my breathless sounds of ecstasy. as you devour my flower. And when you're through, kiss my mouth so that I can partake in all the savory sweet delight that you just feasted on. Look deep into my eyes as you bury your shaft and watch the contortions of ecstasy you give me. Take long, slow strokes. Let me feel every inch of you as our shadows dance across the wall. Allow me to see your pleasures as you explore my passages. Push back my butterscotch thighs and open me up to your pillaging member. Seek out the corners and crevices that our normal play doesn't make room for. Dig into me, deeper than treasures found buried on the ocean's floor. Dive deep, deeper. Then surface just to plunge in further, grinding all you have into the vastness of my valley and swim within my warm waters like the nymph king you are. Rule my desires and bend me to your will. Be all the man I could ever need just for tonight, so that my soul's desires can be satiated and our releases come together and a thunderous roar so strong that the earth's foundation is shaken and rest within the warm currents of our flood till the waters calm. And if this moment finds peace in your soul, then maybe, just maybe, it could last past imagination. But for now, can I just ask you one favor? Could you please make love to me? Poem.
Wow, some very, very nice, intimate, sexy piece that you did here. The music definitely lent to that feeling. I easily saw all of this happening underwater. Like, this, these people had gills. I'm watching people get down with gills underwater the way. This is all slow movement in this piece. Could you please whisper to me? Kiss my belly and my thighs before you taste my ambrosia. Ambrosia. She didn't put, and okay. And just when I can't take anymore, French kiss my lotus like it was all you ever needed to survive. Okay. Eating wildflowers for life. Okay. Yeah, I see what you're doing. Allow me to see your pleasure as you explore my passages. Seek out the corners and crevices. Dig into me deeper than the treasure on the ocean floor. Damn. Okay. Grinding all you have into the vastness of my valley. Look here. He's going to show out tonight, huh? You going to show out with the slow music, the slow, look, this gives new meaning to slow wine, slow grind. This old poem is nothing but slow grinding. It was nothing but skin to skin, deep, I'm done. I ain't going to finish that sentence. But yeah, you did your thing, man. You did your thing.
Thank you.
As always, appreciate you.
I come through here just to flirt with you most of the time, so I thought I'd give you what I know how to do.
You definitely did your thing. I mean, shit. I like the music touch. I definitely like the music touch. It's always difficult on
Thank
Blog
you.
Talk
you know, when you do music in the background, sometimes you can hear it, sometimes you can't. But, you know, you pulled it off tonight, and then that's what's up. So I appreciate you flipping the switch on me tonight. You know, you've been giving me the other smooth stuff, and you want to hit me with, you know, Wet and Wild tonight, you know, in Underwater Sea Journey. And yeah, okay. I can dig it, though. I appreciate that. Thank you for coming through and showing love to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Already. All right, Elvis. Lisa Lips doing her thing. So, we are in overtime. So just to let you know, if you are listening and you would like to spit, all you got to do is press 1. If not, we're going to go to the last caller on the line, which is 314. And we'll see if they end up being the show killer tonight. We got 314 on the mic.
Hello?
Hello?
This is your sis.
Well, damn, all
it's
right.
It's Taraji. I didn't press
well,
one.
You had to press one. Well, shit, you need to get out the queue, damn it.
I don't know what happened.
I'm looking at the people in the queue. You know, press one, hop in the queue.
Okay. I don't know how that happened.
Now get it together,
you,
man.
You just want to get together, encyclopedia, okay? All right.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to do what I do, shit.
I was minding my own business. Thank you.
Right. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller there since it ain't you.
All right.
All righty. All right, I got 832 on the mic.
Yo, what up?
Hey, what's happening with your brother?
What's happening? No, me.
Yes, indeed. You know what? Looks like we do have another call. I'm going to let you keep your role, brother. I'm going to let you keep your role. We got another call on here. I'm going to go to them, come back to you, let you do your thing, man.
All right, cool.
All righty. All right, so we got 424 on the mic.
What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? Who do you have on the mic tonight?
This is Anthony Arnold.
What's happening, brother? How you feeling, man?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. What's up? You been able to listen to the show tonight?
Yeah, and I would go say, first and foremost, Sun Toucher had me in my feelings. I ain't going to lie. That is one of the strongest pieces I've heard on anybody's show, anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. She did that thing.
The only thing I was thinking afterwards, too, I say, I hope I don't have to go on after her, because I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Ain't gonna be no good. Like, I'm trying to host. You gotta be in my feelings over here. I'm trying to keep composed. But I can do this. Yeah, that piece right there. Break a brother down, you know. I didn't know a son, you know, since we came into poetry together like that. She was the first person I ever did a collaboration with. So, you know, we got this history. I remember her back to when she was very, very shy and would be very nervous when she was spit. You could hear the shaking in her voice. And to hear her do it now and to be able to spit something like that, that was that personal, that vulnerable, like her strides have been absolutely amazing to be able to witness. But what she did tonight,
I ran across her for the first time in Wolf Hours, and I was impressed then, but this blows that out of the water.
Right. Yeah, but she definitely touched the nerve with the listener. But what was the most important thing to me was that she was able to get this off her own chest tonight, that she was able to write this out
to feel what she felt about what was happening to her, to put it in poetry, to take the poem that had already been written and was originally more of an uplifting piece, but because she felt anger in this piece, she had to add to it and make this poem what it became. I just have to take my hat off to her. I was so amazed. But, yeah, it took me out a little bit. I voice all raspy and shit, you know. Yeah. She did that thing.
Yeah, he. I hear you.
Well, I'm glad you were able to listen to most of the show, man, and enjoy these poets doing their thing. It has been, you know, one of those types of shows. This has been very fun to be a part of. It's been, you know, really good energy. The reciprocation has been amazing. The event page looks crazy. I can't wait to get over there and read some of the stuff people have said tonight. I love how they interact over there. And, again, shout out to Taraji and my sister Kim for doing their thing on that event page. They certainly have made Renaissance Poetry so much more because of their contribution over there.
Yeah, Kimbrella owed me a mop, too, because I had to mess up my other one trying to get up all the water from her.
That's what I'm trying to tell people. You know what I'm saying? She flooded up everything. You know what I'm saying? Them sandbags don't work all the time to come through, man. Batting down the hatches, water still be in this motherfucker, man. I've been trying to tell people, man. She don't listen, though. No. Nobody want to believe me, man. You can flood your whole situation messing around with Kim. But yeah. Kim cold-blooded, man. She got a dynamic pen.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Taraji come through. You didn't finish mopping your place up. Now you got to pick all the stuff off the floor because her earthquake to knock all the shit off the shelves. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to deal
with it. She owe me a lamp.
See? Taraji, put it on your bill. Put it on your bill, Taraji. You know, after the honor of the light. You owe him a lamp. Get a good lamp. Don't go to no Goodwill or nothing. Get him a good lamp. Get him a, you know, a lamp he can continue to use, look good with his furniture, you know. But, yeah, brother, I'm glad you made it tonight. I'll just be saying shit, man. Don't bother me. I'm glad you made it tonight, man, and have enjoyed the show. But I'm going to let you do your thing, brother. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, this is a piece called Musings of an African American Man. Me, myself, no one knows my pain, my anguish. I am a man who carries the weight of the generations before me and the future of those that come after. I am a light shining in the darkness, but yet I am dimmed by society. The words I speak silenced by the static of the world and of my own kind. Drained by a world who cares not about me or my kind, fighting to survive, surviving just to fight. For my life. Listen to the sounds around you. Hear the voices that speak to you for those that died for you, for those who continue to guide you. Yet the sun rises on another day. I will continue to strive for greatness. For I am created in my father's image, and the blood of my ancestors flows through my veins. I am who I am. In peace.
I just gotta say, brother. I felt like I was in Sunday school just now. The pastor was preaching on the pulpit right now. I just knew you was about to say in the name of the Father and the Son. And I felt it coming, brother. You preaching tonight on this piece, man. You had the preacher's voice. That you know how the preacher get real smooth, you know, when he before he blow up in the piece. Like it was right before you stomped your foot and went off. Like, that's where you was at in this piece. That's the energy I felt. Like, you preaching in this piece, brother. Like, yeah, I dug this piece, man. I always appreciate how you can convey these feelings. Drained by a world that cares nothing about me or my kind. Yet the sun rises on another day. I will continue to strive toward greatness. Obviously said a lot more in this piece, but those are the lines that stuck out to me because, you know, they resonate. And I understand them coming from the same type of position, you know, feel and seeing these things. And, you know, my short life on this earth, I've seen more than enough of how it is for us. Regardless of the success, regardless of the failure, you're still seen as a certain way by certain people, and you still have those obstacles to climb. And then your son has those obstacles to climb, and your daughter has those same obstacles. Like, it just is the same thing. And we have to continue, as you said, to strive toward greatness. The sun rises, you know, on another day. And yeah, you did this piece, man. And certainly enjoy when you come through, man. I'm glad you made it again tonight.
I appreciate it. I'm glad I came through, too, because there were some things I needed to hear, and I did.
Man, that's what's up. That's what I love about, I said, this show here, man. You could come through and not spit and get everything from just listening. Me being the host is such a privilege because I get to share with you guys my feelings on what I hear tonight. It just fills me up, the energy that you guys bring, man. So I'm grateful that you guys continue to rock with me.
Yep, it is indeed fun.
I'm ready. Again, man, I appreciate you coming through, and hope to see you come through next show.
Yes, sir. We'll see you next time.
All righty. That was Anthony Arnold doing his thing. So we haven't had the show killer on the mic for a couple shows, so, you know, I got to set it up for my brother, man. I got to bring him in. He's going to kill the show tonight. We're going to bring 832 back in the building, let everybody know who's the show killer tonight.
What's going on, brother? It's Keith, the Notebook.
Already. Man, how you been, bro? Been a minute since I heard you on the mic.
Yeah, man, life has been up and down, crazy, but back
right.
Up, you know what I mean? Can't let it.
Yeah, it's been like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you made it back, man. I know it's been tough. Been tough for you know, a lot of us coming into this month, coming into last month.
Yeah.
You know, had a birthday last Thursday, man, and it was just, I just could not look at my birthday the same because of the death that, you know, we had all dealt with. It was like a day before my birthday, a brother that I went to school with, Joshua Tasney, passed away. And his funeral actually was this morning. And the same age, you know, same age, man. We all grew up together, you know, grew up as kids, you know, with the middle school, high school. And, man, that just changes how you feel.
That's what I was saying. It's like last month when we had the deaths or whatever. And the following week, my other brother got married. You know what I mean? So it was kind of, kind of up and down, but the wedding part made it so the blow was a softer, you know what I mean?
Right. It was the same kind of thing because when I had, you had Lena's death and you had my homeboy's death, but in the midst of that, I had a niece that was born. My niece birthed.
That was crazy, bro.
Another niece. So I had a great niece.
Life
and death.
That's crazy.
So put things in perspective, man. Yeah, it was one of those things. So it compels me to move forward in a way that, you know, I normally wouldn't. You know, I could have just been feeling down, like, man, it's right on my birthday. I got all this death surrounding me, and I could have been feeling some kind of way, but I really felt compelled to enjoy that day. And I actually took it off. I know people listening are probably busting out laughing. I actually took my birthday off. I didn't go to work. Did not work for people. And I understand what that means because I went to work last night. I get off at 1, 2:30 in the morning. I didn't go to sleep. I went back to work at 5 this morning, people. That's what I normally do.
Then I got off work and took my kid, took my family out, went to the movies, everything, came back, did the show. I probably got 30 minutes of sleep since I went to work yesterday, went to work Thursday. So that's what I normally do. So me taking time off is a big deal. And I say all that to say that a lot of times we don't take the time to take care of ourselves. We're so concerned with making sure everybody else is happy. We forget to live.
You know, I'm at work now.
I know you understand. Yeah, but yeah, it was good to see you. I saw some pictures of you at the wedding, man. It's good to see you out there mingling and having a good time.
Yeah, man. Had to do something, you know what I mean? Get my mind straight.
Oh, good. Really?
Get out that funk, so.
That's
enjoy
right.
And have a good time.
Indeed. Yeah, that's real talk. That's real talk, man. You gotta get out there and live that life, man, because, you know, a lot of the people that have passed definitely would have told me if they had the chance, you better live. You know, be sitting there feeling bad, you better go live, you know, with the time you got.
Like,
you out there acting like you're not here.
That's the first time I've been out since Fest 19 April.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
You need to get out more, brother. Like, literally. Get your ass out, brother.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
You know what? I need to come down to Houston and fuck with you, man. Get you up out the house. Shit.
Hell yeah. We have a bomb.
Already. I already know it. So, all right, man. I'm going to let you do what you do best, man. You're the show killer tonight. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. Let's do the dark side. I was created here, born here. My first cries here, initially left to die here, but I survived here. Overtaking the job of the undertaker, born the spitfire, replacing the formula with butane in my bottle, jet fuel. It fueled like plane gas. No procrastination, taking off while you're delaying your flight, lying and waiting your line. Waiting on someone to big you up, small potatoes. I ate to live, what's for dinner? Left the fence for self, survival of the fittest, so what's for dinner? Throw me to the wolves amongst trees and shadows. I'll return, leaving the pack firewood to match a shadow man. Shadows can cause an eclipse with equipment to flip the script and rip the sun in half. Welcome to the dark side. The sun doesn't shine here. Apartheid, a corroborated death sentence, the coagulation of darkness transpired into the maturation of a carcass, hence the last of a dying breed. They tried to overly saturate the garden of my shadow, but didn't realize I was a seed. See, I grew here, up to my ankles and ink, waterlogged. My pen lily pads like frogs. No clear skies, and come clouds of thick fogs. No pets, no children, no neighbors walking the dogs. Just me, my pen, and a stone in my brain polluted by the smog. See, this the dark side. Question. What's the shadow in the shade? What's the real difference between a 6-foot and a 12-foot grave? Nothing. What do you get when you're playing for a royal flush but continuously dealt a handful of shit and even then you go all in, no bluffing, it's cold here. Put the constant heat from cold glares, looking on stairs that don't amount to nothing. Constant feelings of repugnance to have a foreign and faint idea what love is. They say being hooked on drugs is one and the same as fucks with your senses. Maybe you're feeling defenseless. You can smell it in the air, taste it, take it into your lungs, or take it in vain. Never been vain, but name's been taken in vain. Guess I'll go now. It's beginning to rain. Welcome to the dark side. Peace.
That's why you my motherfucker. That's why you my motherfucker. This piece right here is ridiculous, man. The way
you
deliver it. bro, you got a crazy delivery here, man. No procrastination, taking off while you're delaying your flight, lying and waiting. You're lying and waiting on someone to big you up. Shit! Cold-blooded with the wordplay.
Toby
to the wolves, the moss, the trees. What's that?
I said that's the dark side, though. You won't grow. You won't get better. You won't get big because you're sitting waiting on likes and people to gas you in order for you to move. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Brother, you got a line here. Shadow man, shadows can cause an eclipse with equipment to flip the script and rip the sun in half. Welcome to the dark side. The sun doesn't shine here. Apartheid. That's a dope ass line. And then you end the piece. Like, there's a lot here, but the way you ended this piece, take it into your lungs or take it in vain. Never been in vain. Name's been taken in vain. Brother, love the wordplay. This whole piece is fire, man. That's how you end the show. That's how you end the motherfucking show, brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Already. I always appreciate when you come to the show, man. Like I said, my condolences and congratulations to your family at the same time for the wedding and all of that.
I like that.
Everybody who's listening tonight, I just want to tell y'all I appreciate y'all for coming through. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do the show tonight because, again, I had a thing. You know, my daughter wanted to spend time just to tell y'all. She's a junior. So, you know, senior's coming up. Next thing you know, she's going to be in college. Every time she wants to spend time with me, I'm trying to give it to her. Just want to tell y'all straight up. So,
yeah, I'm glad I was able to do the show tonight. Two in college, and then it's crazy.
Yeah, I ain't trying to be here talking about I wish. You know, this ain't the time I would have the wish factor. You know what I'm saying? Ain't
right.
Do the subject to entertain the wish factor on this. You know, I want to take advantage of what I can.
I got a senior and a junior in college, and it's crazy. But I miss them, but
right.
I'm glad they got to the damn house. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm going to have the same feeling. But I'm going to appreciate it while she's here, you know, but take advantage while she's here.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to be proud of, you know, whatever institution she goes to. I'm going to be proud of what she's trying to accomplish and all of that. And I'll miss her sometimes. I'll also, you know, be happy that she's doing her thing and growing up. So, yeah, definitely going to enjoy her while I can and get the chance. But that being said, I was glad I was able to do the show. I'm glad for everyone who came out tonight. I appreciate you guys so much. You have no idea. I'm thankful that the show has been as successful as it has been, with people continuing to be diverse and do their thing. Like, you guys have no idea what this does for everyone who's listening, for the individuals who spit, who get to hear your feedback. You guys are the feature. I don't have to bring a feature in. You guys are the feature. And once again, I appreciate you, brother, coming through.
Thank you for having me, brother.
Already. All right, so you guys heard the show killer doing his thing on behalf of Sister, you know, Tarachi, and the Hurricane, Cambrella Renee. Thank you guys for coming to Renaissance Poetry. This has been Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and we out.
And my emerged immaculate with bosses blacker than that charcoal that's powdered and activated. God talk, Vedas in the vernacular, servicing all of my suspects, songs and every pentameter. I'm about to rule every foot square into the planet, surrounding parameter. Too many ales and too many doves, acquitted to my prison stamina. And I ain't a quitter, ain't your babe, I'm not your sweetie or your hun. I'm more like a tiller, Michael Savage, Tony Samples, leaving them hollow, hand me the filler. Struck a nerve, will forever, never thought that speaking freely could be worth a million. When the last time a rapper made the people Philippine, homie, call me Manila. Melanin drip, coming for everything edible, head of a
trip. Every remark I spit designed to end that patriarchy, that's edible shit. I'm part Rico, halfway lethal, Queen Yasant, we're better than Brits. That's why my English broken, guy named Golden Gold, my medical tip. Wait, I noticed you might be a bit confused. My lyric mastery like a can of gasoline after they done lit the fuse. I'm shook with blackness in a post-apocalyptic mood, amassing the survivors to a rather highly gifted brood. I'm unpredictable, on these written admissions I'll either have rivals bow out of body heads and contrition. I'm a visionary pineal tilted towards the constellations. My holy lyrics gotta follow in the God's religion. No validation needed, my flow off the meter. I go off on rap tirades and park my name behind hip-hop's elitist. The only evidence that I need to prove I'm on my way, cause I hear the people shouting rock and I label my end.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.